From the moment we're born and lock eyes with our parents, we are inspiring others. By showing up as a vessel of service, we not only help others, we help ourselves. Welcome to SOS, Stories of Service, hosted by Teresa Carpenter. Hear from ordinary people from all walks of life who have transformed their communities by performing extraordinary work.
Hey guys, good morning. Welcome to another edition of Teresa's Talks. And today, I'm really excited because I'm actually flying to Stockholm, Sweden in a few hours. I'm going there to celebrate a major milestone in NATO history with one of our task forces. So stay tuned. I'm so blessed to get these opportunities. Today is only Tuesday, and I found out about this opportunity on Thursday. But sometimes that's the way it works, and being willing to travel and go where the Navy needs to send me, or in this case, NATO, is a thrilling experience. And if you guys are in the military and ever have an opportunity to go to NATO, I highly recommend it. It's been such an incredible, incredible blessing and amazing, not only on a professional level, but on a personal level. So today, as I always do with Teresa's Talks, I sort of address things that have been on my mind for quite some time, and I'm sort of thinking through them and processing how I feel about these issues. And then I'd make a video, and sometimes I do the videos like this one here today in landscape. As you see, I'm in my backyard. You can see my beautiful yard right here. I really do love this little garden that they give me for our home. It's just so neat, and it's such a neat little neighborhood. So if you're moving to London, if I could recommend living in Pinner, it's just a great place to live. So I really, really, really enjoy it. Anyway, so today I am talking about something that I think gets lost in the shuffle when it comes to trauma. And that is the idea that sometimes things are not 100% black and white. And let me give you an example. So you guys know I love pop culture, and I have been following the issue with Hugh Hefner and Crystal Hefner. So Crystal Hefner was the last wife of the Playboy Enterprise guy, you know, founder of Playboy, very iconic. And he married a woman in her young 20s, early 20s, maybe in her late teens, I can't remember, the last 10 years of his life. And she was with him up until he passed away. And she just wrote a scathing book where she criticizes him and just says what a narcissist he is and says how terrible he is. And you know, there's people that of course say, well, you signed up for that. How are you not a victim? And this gets into the crux of what I want to address today, which is this idea that there has to be a perpetrator and that there has to be a victim. I don't think it's that simple. I think in life, it's a lot more nuanced and layered than that. I could say the same thing about my upbringing. I could say that I was a victim, or I could say that I found ways to make sure that my brother and I got what we needed and found ways to manipulate my parents into getting what we wanted. And both things are true. We were victims, but then we were sometimes perpetrators. And I think that sometimes when we're talking about these really complex issues, nobody wants to say that. Nobody wants to say when these things happen that there are sometimes fault on both sides. And it's time we have a conversation about that, because I don't think we're going to heal as a community, as a society. I don't think we're going to really grieve our mental health issues until we can take personal responsibilities for the parts that we acted out on based on being victims, and then the parts that we know we have to let go and we did the best we could with the tools that we had at the time. In the case of Crystal and Hugh, I don't think Hugh was an evil man. He might have been a narcissist. He might have ushered in a very sexist and misogynistic way of being, but he was also a reflection of the times, just like many of the people who founded our country were a reflection of their times when it came to owning slaves and doing all kinds of things that now we would say are horrifying. But were they still heroes at the same time because of the way that they embraced democracy and free speech and other things? Maybe so. And that's the crux of my conversation today, and what I wanted to share on this YouTube video was the idea that there is no such thing as a perfect victim, and there's no such thing, in my view, of only a perpetrator. Perpetrators have good things too. Narcissists have good qualities too. Narcissist is just a slang word that we throw around. It doesn't really mean anything to me. I don't even like the diagnosis of narcissistic personality disorder. What does that even mean? And it's time that we have this conversation, because I don't think that we're really going to heal when we allow for those shades of gray in what it is that people are doing to each other, to themselves. And when we really take a deep look at what we're doing, sorry, my arm's getting a little tired. Gosh, I need a tripod. Until we do that, I just don't think we're going to heal. And I don't think that we're really going to move on and really process the things that have happened to us. And that was part of my deep live dive processing, is realizing I played a role. I was not a perfect kid. I was rebellious. I acted out. I fought every single thing my mom tried to make me do. And I take ownership for that. I was not a just perfect victim where everything I did was textbook. And it's time that we allow for that and we get into the root of some of these issues. Like, I've talked in my podcast about false accusations when it comes to sexual assault and rape. I don't think it's as simple as just regret sex. I think there's a lot more to these issues, and it's time we start exploring that. So that's all I have to say today. I look forward to keeping exploring these topics on the SOS Stories of Service podcast, so please tune in. I have amazing guests. I'm blessed to do this work, and as I've said before, I do feel it's a calling. Thanks, everybody. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, the rest of your week, and I look forward to bringing you guys what I'm doing here on this upcoming trip. Bye-bye now.